Shalom lach Miriam, me'at ha'chesed, Adonai imach. Beruchat anashim u'baruch, eribit ne'yeshua. Miriam ha'kedusha,
January 2020. Today we have questions to Mr. Schoeman. After the testimony of Roy Schoeman, we will fill in two questions we ask him before we will tomorrow reflect about what we heard the last 3 days. Hopefully the Lord will let us receive good fruits and spiritual benefit from all. Mr. Schoeman, I want to ask you a question. You are Jew and a member of the Catholic Church. Are you still looking to yourself as a Jew?
Yeah, I consider myself a Jew in the Catholic Church. I figure that if I was Jewish before I became a follower of the Jewish Messiah, why should becoming a follower of the Jewish Messiah make me stop being Jewish? It should make me more Jewish than ever. I didn't change religions. The religion was transformed with the greatest event that ever happened in creation, the incarnation of the second person of the Most Holy Trinity as a man, and that event resulted in the transformation of Judaism into the Catholic Church. Look at the Last Supper. It was simultaneously a sacramental Jewish Passover Seder and the first Catholic Mass. You can look at it as the point in time when sacramental Judaism was transformed into sacramental Catholicism. It's not I who changed my religion, it's the religion that changed.
What can we do as Christians for our elder brothers?
Pray that they become receivers of the same gift that they brought the rest of mankind. There are several reasons why I think Catholics should pray for the conversion of Jews. One is we know how dear it is to Jesus and Mary's heart. We're in Jerusalem now, and just yesterday I was at Dominus Flavit, where Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you under my wings like a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you wouldn't have me. It's obvious that the love of the Jewish people is very important to Jesus. So that's one reason. Another reason is simple justice. It is thanks to the Jews that the whole rest of the world received the gift of Jesus. We know from St. Paul that it is through the intercession of the Gentiles that the Jews will receive the gift of Jesus. I'll just read a couple of verses from Romans 11. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may receive mercy. Thanks to the Gentiles now being in the church, the Jews will receive mercy. As the church flowed to the Gentile world from the Jews, so now the church has to flow to the Jews from the Gentile world. In other words, it's going to be the prayers of the Gentile church which will bring the Jews into the church. And the third reason why I think the Catholic Church should be praying for the conversion of the Jews is reflected in the new Catechism of the Catholic Church. Paragraph 674 says, quote, "The glorious Messiah's coming is suspended at every moment of history until his recognition by all Israel." In other words, the second coming can't happen until there's a widespread conversion of the Jews. So those are three very good reasons why I think that the Catholic Church should be praying for the conversion of the Jews. And to be fair, I'll add a fourth reason. There is no greater gift to any human being than the relationship between man and God, which is only made possible through the sacraments of the Catholic Church. And the truth of all of the important questions about man and God, which is only made clear through the teaching of the Catholic Church. So it is the duty of everyone who has received the gift of the Catholic Church to share that gift with everyone who doesn't have it, including the Jews. We all know the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man who was feasting at this table piled high with food every day, while there was Lazarus dying of starvation outside his door. And we know the fate of the rich man after he died. Very often, this parable is thought of in terms of the wealth of this world, but it's at least as true in a spiritual context. It is the Catholic who is the rich man feasting at a table every day, and everybody else who is dying of starvation outside the door. And we are all going to die and face judgment in the presence of Jesus, and we will be held responsible for not sharing this wealth. So if only for selfish reasons, every Catholic should care about the evangelization of everyone else.
Today we listen to the Hail Mary in Hebrew language.
Shalom lach mi. Yeshua.